Hebrews chapter 4. I was reading a sermon by Spurgeon, and some thoughts there caught my attention. Pass them on to you tonight. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Come to the throne. Come boldly to that throne. Prayer is a spiritual exercise. It's not the action of our lips. It's not the words we speak. Because flesh can do that, right? Anybody can speak words. It engages the Spirit of God in the thing. It's not a matter of working up our desires and feelings. Again, that's all fleshly. It's a spiritual exercise. It's not our thought processes. Not that that's not a part of it, but that's not what it's about. It's deeper than that. It's a spiritual exercise. The Bible tells us God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. When a person gets saved, what happens? The spirit is quickened. You hath He quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2 tells us. My soul is sealed, but my spirit is quickened. It's made alive. That which died when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. Prayer is something that only a saved person can engage in. That is prayer in the context of what we're... Yes, God, when the person wants to get saved, then God will hear that and respond to that. But as far as the act of praying for needs, supplications, and giving of thanks, all that's a spiritual exercise that only those whose spirits have been made alive can perform. We commune with Him now, which we could not do before as a lost person. Our requests are made known to Him. His peace then is returned to us. And this is all done through the avenue of the Spirit of God. Look at Romans chapter 8. We'll be coming back to Hebrews. Romans chapter 8. Romans 8 and verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Now certainly this is talking about the Spirit of God, but as our spirit is now quickened, we have communion with the Spirit of God. Verse 10, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Look at verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So our spirit is made alive at salvation. God's Spirit then comes to dwell in there, and there's this communication between the two. That's His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that I belong to Him. I know I'm saved because the Spirit of God bears that witness. Drop down to verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. There's that communion, that spiritual aspect of prayer that's taking place. As my spirit communes with his spirit to make my requests, needs known to him, as well as my praise and adoration of him. And then he bears witness with my spirit and gives me his peace and so forth. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 19. Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Chapter 4 talked about we're to come boldly before the throne of grace. Wednesday night we started looking at that throne that John saw up in heaven, and the elders and the beasts and all that was around about that throne. That's where we're coming when we pray. That's what we're approaching unto. And all that splendor and all that brilliance and all that glory and the awesomeness of all that's there is what we're coming in the presence of. And that can maybe in some ways be intimidating. But he says, no, we're to come boldly. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. So there's an assurance. He says that true heart with full assurance to come boldly before that throne, to enter into this spiritual dimension, this spiritual exercise that's been made available to us through the blood of Jesus Christ and the quickening of our spirit. True prayer is approaching God in the spirit. Not just saying words. Not just a mental exercise. He says praying always in the spirit. It's a spiritual thing. An approach of our spirit to God for spiritual commerce to take place. We need to stop just dwelling in the flesh when we pray, and let it be an exercise of the Spirit. As we come, we bring our requests, we make our needs known unto God our Father. So chew on that for a while.